Genesis chapter number 26. What an honor it is to stand in this place, stand in the pulpit of one of America's greatest preachers and pastors, and preach for the moderator that's one of America's greatest preachers and pastors. And I feel humbled. Brother Thomas will laugh at me. So I'm probably the biggest man in the house, but I feel mighty small to stand in this position. I feel mighty inadequate. Such good preachers in our presence, and every one of you could do a much better job than I can do. But I thank God for this opportunity to stand. If you've got your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Genesis chapter 26, and we'll stand to reverence the reading of the Word of God. You've sung for an hour and a half, and I'll try to be done preaching in an hour and a half. Genesis chapter number 26. Let's start reading in verse number 17. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. We're reading in the book of Genesis, and there's two great heroes that are mentioned here in our text. Abraham, whose name has been changed from Abram. Abraham means the friend of God. And also of Isaac, whose name means laughter. And they're two of the patriarchs of Israel. They're two of the men whom God used to bring the lineage of Jesus. And were it not for these men and their faithfulness, I'll say Jesus would have still gotten here, but thank God for their faithfulness. I'm glad that they got in on it. And they come here to the Valley of Gerar, which is a type of the church. And as we read here, I want to try to point out just a few places in the chapter and try to bring some things to light, and I'll be through. But I want us to notice a few things. Where Isaac was born here, he was the chosen family of God. And I'll say Christians, that this Valley of Gerar, as I've already said, is a type of the church. And this is where Isaac was born. And I'll say today, Christians are born either in the house of God or because of the ministry of the house of God. Amen. It's not because of some televangelist. It's not because of somebody that you heard on the radio. I'll say God still saves sinners through the ministry of the local church. Now here they are later in life. Abraham's dead. And Isaac returns back to Gerar and dug again the wells because it was proven. It was proven ground. Oh, thank God for some proven ground in our life. Isaac, I believe, says to his servants, I remember right over here, maybe under this big oak tree, my daddy dug a well right here and it was good water. And, oh, I remember right over here, maybe by this one, my daddy dug a well. Oh, my dad, what memories Isaac had of Abraham. Daddy, today are you leaving some memories for the Isaacs in your life? What are they going to remember about daddy? Are they going to remember daddy was an old time fire-breathing preacher? Was daddy an old-fashioned Christian? Did mama love God? Are they going to remember daddy and mama used to get drunk and have cuss fights one with another on Saturday night and then go to church on Sunday morning and play church and act like they knew God? Brother, you might want to shut up your doggy bag. You might not want none of this to go with it. Oh, church, it's time that we get real and in the dry, barren times. Hey, you hear what I'm saying tonight? We live in a time when it's dry around us, and nobody around us seems to want to go the old way. Nobody's interested anymore in having a touch of God on their lives. Oh, but if we'll get back to where we were born, hallelujah to God, we can get some water in this dry and thirsty time. Oh, it's time we take that Holy Ghost shovel. The Bible didn't say that Isaac dug new wells. He didn't say that he went about and found a good spot and started a new well. He said he dug again the wells which his father had dug. I'll say it's time, church, that we take that old Holy Ghost shovel and dig again some wells and clean out the wells. I want to preach to you just a minute on a cleaning out the wells. Why the wells need a cleaning out in the first place? Oh, I believe if you look there in verse number 15, the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, listen, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. Oh, the Philistine, they were the enemy. May I ascribe to you tonight that we're a fighting an enemy that longs to see us fail, that wants to see us die of starvation in this valley. Oh, but I'll tell you today, they filled our wells up, and the Bible said with earth. That reminds me of over there where Jesus took a handful of earth and formed it into man. Oh, our wells today, they're not filled with silt and sand. They're filled with the flesh that gets in our way. Would you fall out with me if I said most of our wells are full of Hollywood? Most of our wells have been filled in and stopped by Hollywood. Oh, Hollywood, on every corner, or some ball team, or some place down the street to go and spend money, or some theme park, or some golf course, or some deer woods. Oh, our wells have been stopped. Go with me quickly through the chapter and I'll be done. Verse number 2, I want you to notice the first well that I feel we need to dig again, or that we need to clean out, is the well of the presence of God. Look at verse 2. And the Lord appeared unto him. Oh, thank God. Preacher, you've missed God. You're saying we need to clean out the well of God appearing to us. What are you, deaf and dumb? Sitting over there not paying attention to the way God's been moving. I'll say there's been folk worshiping God, waving their hands, and a weeping and a crying, a shouting, a testifying, bragging on God. And at the same time, some of you are sitting back, looking at this, wondering what in the world's going on. Oh, me tonight, you're looking like you've never seen anything like this before. Oh, you need to get that Holy Ghost shovel and clean out the well of the presence of God. We're not here to see or to be seen. We're not here to get emotional. We're not here as a social gathering. I'll say we've come together tonight to get in the presence of God. Some of us need to get in the presence of God for the first time.
That's right.
Oh, some of us need to get where God is for the first time. Oh, I'm so tired of hearing folks say, I'm going to do better. I've rededicated. I'm going to walk straighter. I'm going to live cleaner. Why don't you get rid of that stuff and just get close to that well for the first time and let the Holy Ghost of God give you a drink, and you'll never have to long for Him again. Clean out the well of the presence of God. We'll say number two, if you'll look with me in verse number 11, I'll say we need to clean out the well of the protection from the enemy. Look with me at verse 11. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, "He that toucheth this man or his wife shall surely be put to death." Oh, now you're saying, preacher, you've got your wires crossed again. Here is the enemy talking. Here it is that it's not God protecting them. Might I say that God's still able to control and to confound the wise and to use them to take care of His hopes? Oh, thank God. It's time we clean out the well of protection from the enemy. Oh, look at here tonight. I'll say, let's translate that word of protection to refuge. It's time we clean out the well of the refuge from the enemy. I don't know how it is where you are. I don't know what you face day after day after day. Oh, but I face the enemy. I have to live in a world where folks hate God, a church, and the Bible. They go against God in everything they do. And it does my heart good to come together with the people of God and get down here in this valley of Jerusalem and get some refuge from the world. Hey, it does me good to get away from Satan and get away from the enemy. Thank God for the times when we've been given that refuge. Oh, but a lot of places you go now, a lot of valleys you slide off into, that well stopped up and there is no refuge. There is no way away from the enemy. I'll say, God help tonight. I'll hear the king's order, the Philistines not to touch Isaac or Rebekah. Oh, they had refuge from the enemy. Oh, thank God. Where we can get together and be different from the world and come together in a life spirit. Amen.
God bless you.
Clean out the well of the presence of God.
Yes.
Say we need to clean out the well of the protection from the enemy.
Yes.
I want to say number three, that we need to clean out the well of prosperity. Yes. Don't fall out with me till we get through it. Yes. Look at verse number 12. Yes. And Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year 100-fold. Oh, the wells of prosperity. Now, what was Isaac sowing? I don't know exactly, but I know that him being the man of God he was, he was not sowing to the flesh to reap corruption. Oh, I'll say that we need to sow the right seed. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. He that planteth shall reap. Thank God. Hosea chapter number 8 and verse number 7. Sowing the wind and reaping a whirlwind. Oh, thank God you can either sow in the Spirit and in the Spirit reap life everlasting, or you can sow to the wind and reap a whirlwind. Oh, today he that goeth forth bearing precious seeds shall doubtless come again and bring in his sheaves with him. Thank God we can sow some seed. Oh, and we can have prosperity. I watched as the choir come down. Thank God Brother Toby's little girl came and wrapped her arms around her daddy. I don't know what she's saying, but it's just as good as her saying, "Daddy, you sowed some seed in me." And thank God now we're a reaping the benefit. I'm enjoying the goodness of God together. Thank God, sow some seed and claim prosperity. I'm not preaching health and wealth. I'm a preaching live right and clean out the wells and plant the seeds in your youngins and reap it tonight. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over.
Amen.
Oh. It gives me hope.
Yes, sir.
I've got four little ones. And every time one of yours gets saved, God squeezes my heart and says, boy, just a few more days and those seeds are going to begin to sprout and yours are going to be a getting up out of the altar with tears in their eyes, a holding their arms up to you and saying, Daddy, I know now what you preached about. I know why you do what you do. I know why you live the way you do. I thank God I'm in. Amen. Clean out the wells of the presence of God. It's time to clean out the wells of the protection from the enemy. Time to clean out the well of prosperity. We'll say number four, if you'll look with me in verse 14. For he had possessions of flocks, possession of herd, a great store of servants. Say it's time. Stay with me. It's time we clean out the wells of praise. What's that, preacher? How do you get praise out of that? Look closely at the verse. For he had possessions of flocks, a bats of sheep. Those are sacrificial animals. The sheep are sacrificed. Oh, thank God for the darling Lamb of God that was sacrificed for you and I. In the Old Testament, where we're reading, a sheep were used to sacrifice as worship to God. Oh, thank God today that I'm still around some people who know what it's like to worship God, who know what it's like to get in the glory. I wonder, do you know what it's like? You know what they're doing. You might want to get that Holy Ghost shuffle and go to digging some of that earth out of that well and get to praising God. Some of you, while the glory fell a while ago, you sat there with your arms crossed and a grimace on your face as if to say, I don't know what all this is about, but if they'll get done, I'll go home and eat me a bologna sandwich and go to bed. I'll say, thank God for what's here tonight. I'd rather have us to have a dozen bologna sandwiches or 100 nights of sleep. Thank God, clean out the wells of prayer. He had possessions of flocks. Then he had possessions of herds. Those are beasts of burden. Oh, he had worship in the sheep. I'll say he had some work in the beast of the burden. Oh, he had their herds there. And he was planning on doing some work. A man don't own herds just to sit around and look at them. They're to go to work with. I'll say today, if you're a born again, a child of God, and you and God's on a first name basis, and your name's in heaven, it'd do you good to find that good local church and yoke up with her and go to work. Amen. I thank God for the Lord in believers' baptism. Get into the family of the local church and do some work. Amen. We want to sit back with our arms folded and say, somebody will do it. Somebody will take care of it. Somebody will go. Somebody will work. Somebody will visit. Somebody will call. Somebody will cut the grass. Somebody will clean the floors. Somebody will tell somebody else about God. I'll say it's time that we go to work. Clean out that well. All by worshiping and by working, we're praising God. Amen. Then notice he had... there he had a great store of servants. Now, he had worship in the flocks. He had work in the herds. I'll say there's willingness in a servant. Oh, how many of us are willing tonight? Willing when God stirs to praise Him. Willing when God presents us with an opportunity to work, to go to work. Time we clean out that well of praise. Quit sitting around with your arms folded and pray, God, let me have it like they got it. Let me have it like Daddy had it. Isaac's here in the valley where his daddy dug wells, and he's over there saying, hey boys, come over here right quick and look right here. You see this low place? This is where Daddy dug a well. It'd do some of you good to say, come verse number 25. I'll be done in just a minute. After it is that the servants had dug the wells, after they'd found water, after they'd cleaned out all the earth that the Philistines had put into the wells, after they'd gotten all those things out of the way that was hindering them and got them back to the good water in the dry time that they lived. And by the way, it'll still take doing some work and getting that Holy Ghost shovel in the day that we live in. If we're going to be in the presence of God, if we're going to have the protection of God, if we're going to have the prosperity of our youngins coming to know Him, if we're ever going to praise Him, we'll have to go to work in this valley and make sure the enemy don't come along and put flesh or put earth in this way.
Amen.
After all that's done, notice verse 25. And He builded an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord.
Yes.
We need to clean out the well of prayer.
Yes.
Isaac built an altar there.
Yes.
Called upon the name of the Lord. I want to say tonight, prayer is our number one ability as children of God. But it's still number one as the most neglected. I heard a preacher say that the prayer life in a Christian life is the only thing that you do in private. And so it'll be the number one thing that you'll let slip. Oh, we've got a duty to pray. Paul said to pray without ceasing. I'm just smart enough to know that that means don't quit. Oh, go with the prayer on your heart. Keep your heart in condition to pray. Take that good Holy Ghost shovel and stick her down in that well of prayer and throw some of that garbage out of the way. It might mean a cutting that ball game off. It might mean a missing your afternoon nap. It might mean missing a round of golf. But I'll say it'll show up on you if you'll clean out that well of prayer and get where God is and ring the prayer bells of heaven one more time. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. The old adage, that shovel don't fit my hand. Is that your problem? Is that what's wrong? Is that your excuse? The question's not do you have wells that are stopped up, but the statement is you do have wells that are stopped up. Are you willing tonight to clean them out? Are you willing to take that Holy Ghost shovel? Get on your face before God in the valley of Jerah, where you're born, where God's visited so many times. Even though all around there's a famine going on, there's a drought. I'm talking about a spiritual famine, a famine of hearing the Word of God, a famine of doing the Word of God, a famine of doing the will of God, a famine of living right and living in the old time way as outlined in this King James Bible. Will you do what it takes to be what Daddy was in his day? I'll say you can't be a coward and clean out the wells tonight if you're going to clean them out. If you're going to get where God's at, you're going to have to be bold enough to come on your face before God and say, equip me to clean out my wells.
Yes, sir.
Will you clean out your wells tonight?
Yeah.
That's the message. I'm done preaching.
Amen.